Very good afternoon to you. This is Gospel for Grampian. It's our Community Elements show, and with me is Brian. Good afternoon, Brian.
And good afternoon to you, Ro.
Great to have you along. And we're starting off with, I believe, King's Community Church and the AECC.
Indeed. Part of the former Aberdeen Exhibition and Conference Centre could be used for retail and a food bank as part of proposals from its new owners. King's Community Church bought the front section of the disused site, including its observation tower, from the City Council earlier this year in a deal worth almost £1.8 million. The organisation, which has a congregation of more than 1,000, has already begun using its renamed King's New Building for events including prayer evenings. Work has also taken place to repaint walls and remove old furniture as it prepares to step up activity there. A planning application has now been lodged with Aberdeen City Council to formally change the allocated use for part of the Bridge of Don site, Balgownie 1. Designed as a six-floor office block, it is proposed that only one floor of it will be retained for this. King's Community Church wants to use two floors of the site for social and recreational activities and a further two for food bank storage and distribution. It also wants to turn the whole of the lower ground floor into retail, having already found a partner organisation to help out. The planning document states the application has also identified a food retailer for the lower ground floor. They have connections with King's Community Church and the intention is to co-locate with them and partner them in their charitable efforts to support those in food poverty or in need through the provision of meals and redistribution of food which might otherwise be wasted. They also share an objective to upskill and develop people and will help the church to provide training and development. The application concludes the change of use is critical to the applicant who needs larger premises to carry out their charitable works. Delivered 11 weeks early, Harry Smart was born with a condition that is fatal for 80% of those affected. But after the life-saving care provided by the neonatal ward at Aberdeen's maternity hospital, he is making a good recovery more than a year on. Now, family, friends and local people have come together to raise money and create Harry's Fund. Doctors had discovered early on that the boy was suffering from non-immune fetal high drops, which cause large amounts of fluid to build up in the baby's body and can crush developing organs. With the odds already stacked against him, medical professionals also discovered he had a ruptured bowel. After surgery and 96 days in Aberdeen's Maternity Hospital's neonatal intensive care unit, his parents, Sarah and Callum, were finally allowed to take their son home on Easter Sunday. Since then, the pair, along with family and friends, have worked hard to give back to the staff who saved their boy. Running a number of events throughout the year, they have been able to raise more than £7,200 for the neonatal ward. Their most recent endeavour was a charity family photo session. After attending a Kayleigh run by the family, photographer Kevin Buchan from Eastside Photography was inspired by the youngster's fight and wanted to get involved. Mr. Buchan has since set up Harry's Fund and plans to donate 10% of every private commission he takes on in 2021 for the charity. A patch of disused land in Aberdeen has been brought back to life as a popular community garden. John Sergison, who lives in Tillydrone, spent most of lockdown transforming an overgrown plot of land on Hayton Road into a community garden. The initiative, called Earth and Worms, aims to bring people in the area together through gardening and planting. John, who was originally from Liverpool, explained how the idea came to fruition. He said, "I've always been interested in community projects and what they can provide for people living in an area in terms of mental health benefits and creating connections between people. When I came to Aberdeen, I was interested in the idea of using disused land to grow fruit and vegetables, which is something that is needed to tackle food insecurity and climate change. I moved into a house that had a lot of land at the back, which was disused, and I looked at it and saw the potential. For years, I was chasing the permission to see where I could go with it. Then, lockdown came, and it allowed us to go out and clear the land and get rid of the rubbish and clear space to grow. John, who works as a tree surgeon, is now providing open sessions where members of the public can come along and learn about gardening. He added, we've been looking at the science behind soil, how it's made, what sort of insects are involved in breaking down organic matters, and planting bulbs for next spring. Over winter, we will be moving into planting garlic, onions, cabbages, cauliflower, and things like that. We've had all sorts of people involved, including mums and babies, lots of toddlers, teenagers with parents, and we're looking to involve people in the area who feel lonely and perhaps just want to come and have a cup of tea and a chat. We'd like to use the space as an outdoor hub for the people of Tullydrone and the surrounding areas. John said he has been overwhelmed by the response so far. He added, I didn't know how it would go. I was hoping it would be popular because without community involvement, it's not really much of a community project. I've been overwhelmed, but in a really good way. Within Tullydrone, there are quite a lot of high rises and flats, and unfortunately, people don't have access to gardens. So it's been good to see people coming and using the space, even for kids to come along and play and bring some toys along with them. It's about being outdoors and appreciating what there is outdoors and clearing your head away from the normal 9-to-5 of life. To find out more about Earth and Worms or to get involved, email earth.worms@gmail.com. The founder of a Northeast bereavement charity said it has been a privilege to help people as she begins her retirement. Eileen Wheeler founded Sunrise Partnership in May 2014 after noticing there was a gap in support for youngsters affected by bereavement. The charity works to support children and young people who have been affected by a significant loss. Eileen from Airy Hall in Aberdeen, who retired on Friday, said, most of what we do is bereavement support, but we do work with quite a lot of children who are either living in kinship care or foster care, or children who don't see a parent or a sibling for whatever reason. Before Sunrise Partnership, I set up the Clan Children and Families Service. I worked in that area for a long time, and I was very aware people would phone up asking for advice, and if it wasn't cancer-related, we couldn't take it on. There were huge gaps for children who didn't fit in anywhere particularly. Our charity is about being available for any child or young person, regardless of who has died or how they died. The organisation has helped around 300 youngsters since its inception. Staff deliver free, confidential support through one-to-one sessions or groups. There is no waiting list, and support continues for as long as it is required. Eileen added, we've worked with a lot of children, and last year we were awarded Small Organisation of the Year at the Celebrate Aberdeen Awards, which was fantastic. It's been hard, but I can honestly say I've enjoyed it all. It's been such a privilege to have had so many children and young people trust me and the other workers too, with very personal stories. It's about making a difference to the children's lives and seeing them through the difficult times. Eileen told how staff at Sunrise Partnership were forced to adapt their services in light of the pandemic. Instead of seeing children for face-to-face sessions, we did it virtually, she said. As things opened up, we were able to see children outside in their gardens or on a walk. We had to find a way to adapt the support but still be there for them. We have a very important encouraging scripture today taken from John 16 verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen.
Amen. Great, Brian, and I like the scripture very much. It's a really good, and yes, it is an important scripture and a reminder that whatever life throws at us and whatever things may look like, as indeed they do at the present.
Indeed.
Christ has said he's overcome the world.
Indeed.
Yeah. Right, let's get on and we'll come to the first story first and work through. So first of all is the work of King's Community Church to develop and now to apply for planning permission to develop Balgani 1 for the use of the food bank, for use of the other things that they would like to, and even having found a catering partner to take in the lower ground floor.
It's very encouraging what they're doing. It's very, in a way, it's a charitable move that they're doing, which will be of great support to the whole area.
Indeed, it would be interesting to see how many people do come and actually make use of it, because it is a very central point, and it is at a big crossroads of roads and whatever. But I think many people think, how on earth am I going to get there? Same way as they always have, getting to the AECC. It's there, and it will be available for the community.
And I will be going to check it out as well.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Indeed.
Anyway, I know that one person, my good lady wife, does work at the food bank.
Oh, well.
And she
knows the benefits.
She does a great work, but that food bank has actually now moved out to the AECC.
That's good.
The Aberdeen North Food Bank. So it'll be interesting to see how that comes about and for the other things that they are intending doing with that.
They will have many activities there for the community.
Yeah, I will see how it all comes about. I hope if there's anyone from King's Community Church who would like to come and talk about the great work that they're doing there, come and get in touch with us as a station and we can maybe do a feature on that.
That should be interesting.
Yes. Right, to continue. And our second story there, Brian.
Oh, yes. Harry's Fund. That this child who really was within a hair's breadth of death when he was born. Not, say 80% of people with his disease pass away. But Aberdeen's maternity hospital did a fantastic work, actually. Okay, it has taken almost a year, but they were dedicated. And their dedication has resulted in success.
And wanting to see it through.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, it's great. I mean, we've heard so much about the NHS lately, and this is an example. An extremely good example of their dedication. And it is a successful dedication. Yeah. So the Harry is alive and well.
Thanks to the NHS.
Oh, we praise them. We praise the Lord for the provision of skills that they have.
And indeed, I think we need to be praying for the safety of all those in the NHS,
yes.
Which I believe we should do after we've had our discussion today.
Excellent.
Right, let's come on to our third story, and this garden worms, earthen worms, was it? Earthen worms
indeed.
In Tillydrone.
Yes.
And the someone having the gumption to, even through lockdown, work tirelessly on an area of land to make it into something that can be used by the whole community.
Yeah, exactly. It's another community effort, which is very laudable, isn't it?
Mm.
He has put...
Commitment is the word that comes to mind.
He's doing something that, yes, he's interested in, but it's not for him. It's for other people. And I like this unselfish attitude that he has. It speaks a lot about his commitment. And the whole community there is going to benefit from this. The work in clearing the place for a start, and that involved many people, and they will all have appreciated the sight afterwards, saying, "Wow, did I do that?"
You know? Well, if you have a hand in something, you can see how it's shaping up. I mean, just as you, Brian, have had a hand yourself in working with ourselves here at Gospel for Grampian, and over the years you've been able to see how we've moved forward.
Very much so.
And so in that way, when someone develops an area of ground, and then the whole community, if they get involved, they can say, "We had a part in that."
It's a great encouragement to them all, isn't it?
And it gives them ownership.
Yes. Yeah, very good indeed.
Right, and on to our fourth story then.
It's very, very difficult when you have a bereavement, when you lose someone, especially in your family. Now, here is a lady who is going to help, especially with young people who are going through this situation. It's a very difficult situation to go through, but she is there to help and encourage each and every one who comes to her. And that's okay, she's close to retirement now, but she's doing the work and continuing with the work. She's facing, in a way, the same problems that the children are having, but she is coping with it, and she is helping the children to cope. And I think this is a fantastic service that she is doing. But the service, okay, it's services by her, but she is receiving from it as well. She's not only giving, she's receiving the joy of seeing others helped and encouraged. And most of us have been through bereavements of some sort or other, and we have received help from other people, some encouragement. We can appreciate what she is doing. I'm encouraged when we read a story like this.
Mm-hmm.
No, story doesn't seem the right term, you know, but when we read of her commitment and the immense help and encouragement that it is to the people around, she meets them face to face, or walks with them, talks with them. That's tremendous, that people then realise somebody cares.
Mm-hmm.
That's what counts.
Definitely. I think with, just as a thought, with many people, Brian, I'm not so sure that they will fully be able to understand all that they have done or are achieving unless they actually take time to take stock and then look back. Yes, when they look back, they will see something amazing. But when you're in the thick of it and you keep going and you keep going, it's not always easy to see what has been achieved over time. Uh-huh. Yet, there's one person who sees everything.
So many, many people will remember her in the future.
Yes, they will.
Because of what she has done and is continuing to do.
Excellent. Brian, thank you very much for that. Can we have the scripture once again, please?
Yes, we want this encouragement all the time, don't we? John chapter 16, verse 33 says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Amen.
Amen. Excellent, Brian. Thank you very much. And we'll see you back again the same time next week.
We'll look forward to that.